Now, will you notice verses 22 and 23? And the voice of harpers and minstrels and flute players and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. The rock music will be going out of style then. And I say thank God for that. If they don't destroy Babylon for any other purpose than to get rid of it, then I say let's get rid of it. And we're just now getting around to that. And no more craftsmen of whatever craft shall be found any more at all in thee. And the voice of a mill shall no more be heard at all in thee. All the factories are going to close down. And the light of a lamp shall shine no more at all in thee. All the neon lights will go out on Broadway. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. It's all over. No more marrying and giving in marriage here. For thy merchants were the princes of the earth. For with thy sorcery were all the nations deceived. And I believe that more and more, we're going to see sorcery, magic, and this matter of demonism and Satanism will increase more and more as we draw near to the end of the age. And it will be that that's going to deceive and blind people, just as many today are blinded by this. They see all of the show, the physical things, and they begin to judge a spiritual work by the size of the church, by the buildings, by how up-to-date it is, when, after all, that is about the worst way, I think, to judge any spiritual work. And popular music comes to an end in Babylon. Jazz and rock and roll and hard rock cease in the destruction. Classical music will be stilled also. The crafts that have been prostituted to the service of the Antichrist will end. The wheels of the factories will never turn again. The bright lights of Broadway and of Hollywood will go out forever. It's interesting to note the beginning of all these things as recorded way back in Genesis. The social life and family life shall end. The great tycoons of big business will disappear. This city deceived the world with the worship of Antichrist, and this is the strong delusion. Now we're told, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. God's people got rough treatment in this city, but God judged it. This is Satan's city. He's a murderer, and this city murdered. The final crime was the slaying of God's people. As we contemplate the destruction of Babylon, we think of other great cities and civilizations of the past that have fallen. Gibbon, Edward Gibbon, in 1788 wrote The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. He said that there were five basic reasons why that great civilization withered and died. Let me give them quickly. First, the undermining of the dignity and sanctity of the home, which is the basis for human society. Number two, higher and higher taxes, the spending of public money for free bread and circuses for the populace. Three, the mad craze for pleasure, sports becoming every year more exciting, more brutal, more immoral. And fourth, the building of great armaments when the real enemy was within, the decay of individual responsibility. And fifth, the decay of religion, faith fading into mere form, losing touch with life, losing power to guide the people, and the oft-heard warning that history repeats itself has an ominous meaning in the light of the above, and you can already see these five things at work in our contemporary culture in this country today. And it will be the thing that will bring down Babylon at the end because of the fact these are the things that destroy a nation and the home and the individual. And thank God the sad story of man's sin will come to an end.